you to stand up right now. I know there's somebody here tonight that ain't gonna stand. Those of you that know God's been good to you, I want you to stand up right now and bow your head and pray with me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'd like to call upon your name tonight. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody standing here needs you right now, Lord. Somebody needs you for one thing. Somebody needs you for another. Somebody needs you for a sister. Somebody needs you for a brother, Lord. Somebody's ready to die that time. Oh, Lord, stop by tonight. Oh, Lord, stop by making on a story tonight. Oh, Lord, somebody worried because the children won't do right no more. Somebody got children on dope, Lord. Somebody got children in the hospital. Somebody got children in the jailhouse. Somebody worry about the mother. Somebody worry about the father. Somebody worry about greatness. Give me about the night. Have mercy, Lord. If we ever need you, Lord, we need you right now. We need it for so much dope in the world, Lord. So much crack. People are taking every day. So many homes been torn up. So many jobs been lost. Dope is taking over our country, Lord. And I know you got the power. You got the power. In your hand tonight. Have much faith. Have much alone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuned in to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. We've got another great song there coming from Paul Jones entitled Don't Want No Rocks. Definitely a great message in the song. It is 16 minutes after the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from Tremaine Hawkins. It's entitled I Never Lost My Praise.
Really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay. But thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed.
In the midst of my struggle.
Now I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me that I needed surgery to remove a large tumor, and that it could be cancerous. But I kept on praying, and I kept on praying. And when the surgery was over, there was no cancer found. Thank you, Lord. He's a liar. So excuse me for a minute while I make the devil mad. Can I make him mad? Help me say, hallelujah.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 32 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. Another great song there coming from Aaliyah Adams, titled I Will Love You. Be sure when you get on the highways today to please do not text while driving. We want you to arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Luther Barnes and the Redbud Choir, and it's entitled, I'm Still Holding On.
Of the Lord, I've been free,
delivered,
and in your presence, Lord. some good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Can I say that one more time? I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has He been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what He did? He dried all of my tears away. Turned my midnight into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body racking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. Yeah. I won't complain. God. 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 God has been so good to me. always been good to me. More than this whole world, all you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, me. Yeah. And dry all of my tears away. He ever stop you from crying? Turn my midnight in today. So I just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dries. 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 Every one of my tears away. Midnight in today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say it? Complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But you ought to thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. Ain't it alright? Ain't it alright? Y'all will stand on your feet and praise the Lord. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network News. Our first news is coming from Utah. Utah asked Supreme Court to halt same-sex marriages in a desperate attempt to stop the spread of equality. Once and for all, Utah officials are pleading with the United States Supreme Court to put an emergency stay on same-sex marriages. State Attorney General Sean Reyes filed a petition to Justice Sonia Sotomayor on the New Year's Eve, requesting that she temporarily halt marriages in Utah, while the state appeals District Judge Robert Shelby's ruling, which found that Utah's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. Reyes says he's willing to spend as much as $2 million of taxpayers' money to hire legal counsel to make it happen. Reyes' rationale is that if the U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit affirms Shelby's ruling, the Supreme Court would be likely to review it and reverse it. The petition further contends that Utah would be irreparably injured by being required to issue marriage license to same-sex couples that could be declared invalid if a higher court overturns Shelby's decision. There would be an, quote, enormous disruption, end quote, if the state has to, quote, unwind, end quote, those marriages, Reyes contends. His petition also asserts that Shelby's decisions interferes with the state's ability to, quote, to define marriage through ordinary democratic channels, end quote. It adds, quote, constitutional rights do not spring into existence by mass political activity triggered by the decision of a single district court judge, end quote. In other news, we have the release of C.C. McDonald to be released from prison mid-January. It's official. C.C. McDonald will be released from prison on January 13th. 19 months into her 41-month sentence. McDonald was doing time after pleading guilty of second-degree manslaughter in the death of Dean Smith, a man who, with others, harassed and assaulted McDonald and her friends with racist and transphobic slurs back in 2011, devolving into a physical fight. She was also repeatedly targeted and mistreated within the criminal justice system after her arrest for her race and for being trans. In a May 2013 entry on McDonald's blog, she described her current predicament and how she got there. Currently, I am in a men's state prison for the death of someone I accidentally stabbed in the act of defending myself. It all started around 12 a.m. on June 4th, 2011, when a group of racist drunks began to verbally bash my friends and I on our way to a local 24-hour grocery store after being called everything from faggots to niggers. Temper escalated, and I was caught in between the madness. A woman from the other group decided to throw her alcoholic cocktail in my face, and to add insult to injury, she smashed her glass cup in my face, which lacerated my cheek, was deep enough to cut a saliva gland, which caused painful complications later on after getting 12 stitches. When the police arrived, it wasn't hard for them to assume who the aggressors were. Surely, for them, it had been the group of black kids who started all this drama. At least that was the feeling I was receiving by the way they were treating me and my friends. And instead of taking me directly to the ambulance, they made me sit in the back of a squad car in handcuffs while bleeding badly and in very bad pain. Since being charged, McDonald has become something of a folk hero among transgender activists. Many view her as a victim of circumstance, as someone guilty only of self-defense, as someone denied justice by the very system charged with providing it. In other news, we have Michigan. Michigan requires discrimination against same-sex couples. In that news, to change your last name in Michigan, all you need to do is present a marriage license, unless you're a part of a same-sex couple. It's been recently brought to light that because Michigan has a constitutional ban in place against marriage equality, the state refuses to recognize same-sex marriages from other states as valid for the purpose of name changes. When Michigan resident Jesse Sherman, who married his longtime partner Derek Marlowe in New York last October, presented his license to a state employee, his request was denied. The license might be valid in the eyes of New York and the federal government, Sherman was informed, but wasn't in Michigan. The Secretary of State's office has confirmed this policy, noting that, quote, anything that would lead the staff person to believe a marriage certificate is a same-sex marriage license, end quote, would result in denial of service. In a sense, this result was inevitable. In 2004, Michigan voters enshrined homophobia in the state's constitution, passing an amendment that forbade the state from legally recognizing any facet of a same-sex relationship. It's logical, if perverse, that the amendment's malevolence should trickle down to DMVs and bureaucrats who are required by law to remind gay people that they are officially second-class citizens if the constant parades of indignities caused by a ban like Michigan's wasn't clear to voters when they passed the amendment. It certainly is now. In other news, we have the Mormon X group shuts down. Evergreen International, a Mormon LGBT group that advocated for, quote, ex-gay, end quote, conversion therapy, has announced it will be shutting its doors. Some of the group's operation will instead be taken over by North Star International, a Mormon LGBT support group that has taken no stance on the widely discredited, highly harmful practice of conversion therapy. In not pushing, quote, ex-gay, end quote, therapy, North Star's philosophy, quote, is more consistent with national positions by the American Psychological Association that change is not possible and reparative therapy is not effective, end quote. University of Utah adjunct psychiatrist professor Richard Fern told the Tribune, quote, the group is still trying to provide a support for Mormon gays to maintain their connections with their religion, end quote. Still, some leaders of North Star have followed the, quote, ex-gay, end quote, path in their lives. Mansfield, who once, quote, described himself as permanently, escapably gay and accepted the requirement of celibacy to remain a faithful Mormon, has subsistently married a woman and had two children, end quote. The Tribune reports, board chairman Jeff Bowman is also married to a woman. Thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice News.
Love. And just like the river, I've been running ever since.
But I know. If you knew that you would die today, you saw the face of God and love, would you change? Would you change? If you knew that love can't break your heart, when you're down so low, you cannot fall, would you change? Would you change? How bad, how good does it need to get? How many losses, how much regret? What chain reaction would cause an effect? Makes you turn around, makes you try to explain, makes you forgive and forget, makes you change.
Thank you. Hey, True Colors, how you guys doing? I can't hear you. How are you guys doing? Woo! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is the world's safest space. Check it out. Woo! It's so safe, I'm going to have to bash myself. I did not have this growing up. I did not have any of this. I didn't have True Colors or Gay Straight Alliances or child care, any of this. This is beautiful. God, when I was in high school, oh my God, it was hard. We did not have any of the support. I mean, even my imaginary friends were homophobic. But I grew up in the 80s. This is like back during Duran Duran, Culture Club, Flock of Seagulls period. Right. I would dress up like all of them at the same time. I made Lady Gaga look like Laura Bush. Okay. Yeah. My clothing came out of the closet before I did. By the 20th club, I get into this club, and this MC, the host of the club, is like, yeah, the next guy up is like, looks like the Chinese delivery guy, but like the gay version. Hiya! Yeah, same space. And I'm not sure if I'm pissed because he thinks that all Asian people look the same, or that he thinks that, you know, all Asians look gay. Or the fact that all those Chinese delivery guys are in fact Mexican. Not all, some. My takeouts are Mexican, just to be clear. But you know, I want to work in this sun, I want to work in this industry. So instead of going up there and kicking his ass, I'm just like, oh, you're so funny. Oh, you're so funny. You make me use a fake chinky accent. Hey, dude, thanks. Hey, way to bring me up, you know. But I understand that, you know, all Asians look the same to you. But, you know, it's the same for me. All you white guys look the same. You know, you look like all those white guys. What's that funny white guy on TV? Ellen DeGeneres. Except you're extremely homophobic. Hey-ya! But, you gotta work in the world. We are in the world, so... But, you know, Obama did say he would repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right? You heard the news, right? So we're working on it, You all know the definition of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, right? You can be gay, you can be in the military, just shut up, fag. Right, that's what we're being told by that. And the opposition says gay people should not serve openly because it would undermine the security of our troops. You know, it would weaken the morale. Please. That argument is so lame. It's like saying, I was going to fight for freedom, but there are gay people here and I might drop a soap. Yeah, totally ignorant. I'm like, excuse me, people are dropping bombs and you're worried about dropping soap? Okay, just a little update. Gay people don't use soap. We use body wash. Okay, so listen up. Here's my test, my true test for strength and courage to prove that you're fit to serve our nation. Take each soldier alone, drop him unarmed in my old high school. Hot pants, rainbow flag, body glitter, and make him star in the spring musical. If he graduates alive, he is fit to serve. I am fit to serve. West Side Story, reporting for duty. Now my high school was rough. I mean these guys would throw rocks through my window, or spray paint faggot on my house, steal my sewing kit, and the seam ripper. Right. But I would call the cops and I would report this. I would speak out. And my mom would be like, Richard, Do not stoop down to their level. Rise above. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is the same mom who said, we are praying to Jesus to find a cure. Thanks for the mixed message. My aunt was visiting from the Philippines like last year, and I hadn't seen my aunt since I was like, you know, that gay. You know, no show tunes, just baking. And I wanted to come out to her, so I sit her down and I'm like, auntie, I just want you to know that, oh, I know, I already know. I'm like, you know? Oh, please, I teach in the Cebu system, the school system, there are 10 teachers, they are all gay. Well, 9 are gay, 1 does not yet know the truth. Because in the Philippines, there's this term called bakla, which is the word they use for gay in their culture, and it's a little different. But the cultural expectations are so different. Because there, if you're bakla, if you're gay, they expect you to act like, I'm fire! They want you to make RuPaul look like Ron Paul. And my mom, you know, this is opposite. It's like, instead of don't ask, don't tell, it's like, don't make us ask, make sure we can tell. But my mom, when I was growing up, said, Big Charles, you will be the only Filipino in the world who is gay. Why? But so my uncle was asking her, Del, are you sure that Big Charles is bakla? She's like, oh yes, he's bakla. But he does not act bakla. Oh no, that is American bakla. See, in the Philippines, Filipino bakla, they try to act like Whitney Houston, or Barbara Streisand, or SpongeBob. But in American bakla, they try to act like Tom Cruise, or John Travolta, or Hillary Clinton. Now I remember, when I came out to my dad, and the first thing he said is like, stop sewing, stop theater, and stop doing that thing you do. What thing? You know. That thing you do with your eyes. Oh, you mean... Join the football team. Dad, that's not a cure, that's foreplay. I mean, imagine me on a football field. Tweet! Legal hold. Yeah, but I am totally scoring. Okay, you guys. Get as many hugs as you can today. Make new friends.
Secret door. Whenever you're in trouble, won't you stand by me? Oh. brother, 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 brother. Oh, I know sometimes you need me, and I got your back. Oh, cause I know you got mine, cause you're my brother, brother, brother. I love you, love you, love you, love you. You can't count on me. Can't stop reason G. You are mine. All across the world, my brother Jesus, and I love
come together, y'all.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. It is 3 minutes before the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us today. Be sure to join us each Monday and Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for this broadcast. Have a great, marvelous rest of your day. See you tomorrow morning.
There comes a time when we heed a song.